This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning to all your listeners.
Thank you very much, Wayne. Now, I know you're in the middle, and we thank Channel 7. They're about to do an interview with you, so we're grateful that you could spare us a bit of time. But listen, mate, 1 year on, I can't believe it's a year, but we've been talking about Toya. But on this special day, we remember this beautiful young woman.
Yes, I'm sure with the media and everyone else that everyone's going to know about it today, and I'm sure someone and everyone will spend a minute or so thinking about this poor girl and her family.
The memorial down at Wangetti Beach, I've seen it. It is absolutely beautiful. And you know what, Wayne? It's so heartening to be down there and see people just pull over for a couple of seconds to think about Toya.
Yes. Yes, well, we went out there yesterday again for another look, and there was actually 13 vehicles there. So it's really brought the public into there. And like someone said to me, at least prong now we can come out here and we've got something to come to, and they can, you know, grieve there or leave flowers or trinkets or whatever they want to do on the memorial. So it's something very substantial, and I think it's something the community wanted. I think it's something personally I wanted, and maybe the family as well.
And just finally, as we remember Toya today, how are the family handling this? Now, I understand they certainly didn't want to come to the memorial service. No. I guess it would have been too tough.
Well, the way they look at it is it's all for Toya. It's not about them. And they've been adamant about that since the very start. And they're very private people, and they don't like to be in the limelight, but you know, like all through the week leading up to that monument opening, Vanessa, that's Toya's mum, was with us all week, and she was in the concrete with us, she was in the paint with us, she was in the dust, the dirt, the sun, the heat, and she spent the whole week with us and she fully enjoyed it. And I think it done her a world of good, because her hubby is away in New Guinea working, so he lobbed home on the Friday, so he got home in perfect time, actually.
And just, look, one last question, and that is, what do you think the public, the listeners today, should remember on this day, October 21st, 2019?
Just remember the life of Toya for what she's going to miss out on now. Leading up to where she was in her life, she was an absolutely beautiful girl. She lived life, she loved animals, she loved humans, and now it's all been taken away, and the family is still very, very distressed about everything. And like I say to people, for that family, there will never be a full stop.
Wayne, thank you so much for talking with us today, mate. Take care.
Thank you, everyone.